The Taliban has largely melted away, but pockets of resistance remain. And the biggest threat appears to come from foreign fighters, many of whom were loyal to Osama bin Laden. NPR's Ann Garrels reports Afghan anger is directed at them more than at the Afghan Taliban.
Until a few weeks ago, Pakistani fighters and their families occupied a house in one of Kabul's best neighborhoods. Anti-Taliban militia now stand guard. The Pakistanis apparently left in a hurry, their piles of clothes and other personal belongings. Equipment to make 50 caliber shells has been tossed in a corner. On a blackboard, there are detailed technical drawings of the dynamics of parachutes. The cover of a U.S. government manual on anthrax prevention lies next to an English dictionary. Until Kabul fell, these so-called foreign Taliban would frequent the Herat restaurant, which has the city's best food. 22-year-old Ghulam Saki, one of the managers, says they told him they were from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Morocco, Yemen, and Pakistan.
They would come back here from the front lines saying how exhausted they were. Some who spoke English appeared to be well educated. In the weeks before they fled, they were always armed.
The foreign fighters were loathed by local Afghans who called them arrogant and rude. At Kabul's military hospital, doctors resented having to treat them at the expense of local people. Head Dr. John Mohammed is delighted they are gone.
If it had not been for all the foreign fighters, the Afghan Taliban would not have been able to resist for so long.
Across Afghanistan, hundreds of foreign fighters have been killed. Hundreds others have been captured. Six huddle in a basement cell in the airport outside the city of Jalalabad, waiting to learn their fate. 23-year-old Sihiruddin Babo says he was a religious student in Pakistan until he was recruited by Sufi Mohammed, the leader of a militant Islamic group which claims to have sent thousands of Pakistanis to fight alongside the Taliban. The young recruit was told every Muslim country has been targeted by infidels and he should fight the Americans. He says he's only sorry he was captured before he was able to kill one. Thousands of foreign Taliban remain unaccounted for. Some may well have slipped across the border into Pakistan, despite President Musharraf's claims to the contrary. The long border remains porous, with access through unguarded mountain passes and sympathizers on the other side waiting to harbor the fighters. Outside Jalalabad, Afghan officials say there are as many as 2,000 foreign fighters hiding in the mountains, including members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. Nearby, the U.S. has continued to bomb areas in and around Farmada, one of Al-Qaeda's biggest training camps. Osama bin Laden and members of his family stayed at this sprawling complex before the U.S. attacks. In the remaining mud huts, manuals for military communications equipment and chemical and biological weapons detection lie next to stacks of Islamic texts. On a hilltop overlooking the Darunta Dam, anti-Taliban militia dig through debris looking for booty and bodies. Locals confirm foreigners trained here at what U.S. officials say was another Al-Qaeda camp. It, too, is now in ruins, gouged by deep craters. A surviving mud hut is crammed with rockets and ammunition. In another, there's what looks to be a small chemical lab with hand-drawn diagrams of bombs. In the debris of a small mosque, an old man retrieves a copy of the Quran, saying the Afghan Taliban were good people. 46-year-old Wasim John blames the foreign Taliban for his country's problems. He says they were the ones who destroyed Afghanistan. This view is widely shared as Afghans try to explain what's happened here. The most senior Taliban member to defect so far also blames foreigners for transforming Afghanistan into a terrorist haven. Mullah Mohammad Kaksar says he has abandoned the Taliban movement because he wants peace for his homeland. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.